Welcome to NairaCast Tech Briefing. I'm host A.
And I'm host B. Today, we're looking at a major swing Google is taking at homomorphic encryption. They're releasing an open-source toolchain to try and make it practical for AI.
We've talked about privacy-preserving AI before, but usually in a research context. Google is trying to put this in the hands of regular developers, which is a big shift. We've also got a piece from Matthew Green on the unexpected side effects of AI writing more secure code, and what happens to law enforcement when 0 days dry up.
Plus, the final nail in the coffin for Manifest V2 extensions on Chromium browsers. If you use uBlock Origin on Chrome or Edge, you're going to want to hear that one. Let's start with Google's new open-source compiler toolchain. It's called HEIR, which stands for Homomorphic Encryption Intermediate Representation.
Right. Homomorphic encryption is one of those concepts that always sounds a bit like magic. It allows a server to perform computations on encrypted data without ever decrypting it. So you send your encrypted data to the cloud runs an AI model on it, and sends you back an encrypted result. You decrypt it locally. The cloud provider never sees your raw data, which is the ideal solution for medical data, financial records, anything highly regulated. But historically, the problem has been that you need a team of specialized cryptographers to manually optimize the programs. And even then, the performance overhead is just punishing.
Exactly. So Google's pitch with HEIR, which they released on August 14th, is to lower that barrier. Jeremy Kuhn, a staff software engineer at Google, explicitly said the goal is to let non-experts incorporate encrypted inference into applications. They want everyday developers to be able to use this.
To do that, HEIR comes with 88 specific machine learning optimization passes. It targets established backends, like OpenFHE and Latigo, and it supports the major cryptographic schemes, BGV, BFV, and CKKS.
Those are the underlying schemes that handle different types of mathematical operations. BGV and BFV are generally for exact integer arithmetic, while CKKS is for approximate floating point operations, which is what you typically need for machine learning. The compiler automates the translation of standard machine learning models into these complex schemes.
To prove it works, Google showcased 4 demo applications built with HEIR. They built a content recommender, a fraud detection system, an intrusion detection system, and hot word detection.
Notice what's missing from that list, though. There are no large language models. These are all relatively narrow scoring and classification tasks.
Right, and that gets to the core question here. Does automating the model conversion solve the heavy computational and latency overheads? Homomorphic encryption is famously slow. We are talking orders of magnitude slower than unencrypted computation.
It is. The compiler makes it easier to write and deploy the code, but it doesn't change the fundamental physics of the math. You're still performing operations on giant polynomials instead of simple 32-bit floats.
So for something like a simple fraud scoring model, where you just need a yes or no answer and maybe a few seconds of latency is acceptable, this works. Or hot word detection, where the model is tiny.
But if you're trying to run a 70 billion parameter transformer model over encrypted text, we are still a long way off from that being practical.
Even so, getting the tooling right is the necessary first step. If you can standardize the intermediate representation, which is exactly what HEIR does, you create a target for hardware designers.
That's the long game here. Once the software stack is standardized, hardware companies can start designing custom silicon, ASICs, that are specifically built to speed up those homomorphic operations.
And we've seen that exact playbook before with standard machine learning. TensorFlow and PyTorch standardized the software, and then GPUs and TPUs were optimized to run them.
Google is basically trying to kickstart that same cycle for encrypted computing. If they can get enough developers using HEIR, it justifies the investment in the hardware acceleration.
It's a significant release. It'll be interesting to see if enterprise developers pick it up, or if the performance hit keeps it relegated to niche research projects for a few more years.
First up, Matthew Green published a blog post on August 14th titled, "Everything is About to Go Dark," looking at an unexpected consequence of AI code generation.
The premise here is fascinating. Historically, law enforcement relied on simple wiretaps. But as communications moved to end-to-end encrypted smartphones, they had a going dark problem. They had to pivot to exploiting software vulnerabilities to hack devices and gather evidence.
Right. But Green argues that if AI models get good enough at identifying and patching vulnerabilities during the coding process, software could eventually become mathematically impenetrable, which would permanently lock governments out of digital evidence.
It's a double-edged sword. We all want secure software to stop malicious state actors and ransomware gangs. But if we achieve highly secure code, intelligence agencies lose their primary investigative tool. Though, honestly, I'm not convinced AI will outpace the sheer complexity of systemic bugs anytime soon.
Next, the end of the road for Manifest V2 extensions on Chromium browsers is officially here. Google finished its consumer deprecation via Chrome 138 in July, and they're pulling the remaining V2 extensions from the Chrome Web Store on August 31st.
And Microsoft just confirmed on August 7th that Edge is following suit, phasing out V2 by the end of 2026. This effectively kills the full version of uBlock Origin on those browsers, forcing users onto degraded alternatives like uBlock Origin Lite.
Which leaves Mozilla's Firefox, because Firefox runs on its own Gecko engine, and they explicitly chose to retain the legacy web request blocking API, it is now the last major browser that natively supports full uBlock Origin.
It's a key differentiator for Firefox. They are the designated safe haven now. The question is whether preserving that deep ad blocking power is enough to drive normal users to switch browsers in meaningful numbers.
That's all we have time for today.
Thanks for listening to Nowercast Tech Briefing.
We'll be back tomorrow with more tech news. See you then.